Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Verse 49. Chakshushet Fantare Prapte. Praksarge Kala Virdute. Yak sasarja praja ishtah sadaksho deva chorjitah chakshusha name chakshusha name named chakshusha. I'm not good in English, sorry, my English is not so well. Oh, okay. Tu, bat, antre, demandvantara, prapte, when is happened, prak, previous, before. No, previous, yeah, this is the word. Sarge, creation. Kala vidrute, destroy it in due course of time. Yaha, one who, sasarja, created. Prajaha, living entities. Ishtaha, desirable. Okay. Saha, he. Dakshaha, daksha. Deva, by the supreme personality of Godhead. Supreme. Konditaha, inspired. So many before me. And, his previous body had been destroyed by the same. Okay. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the supreme will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshusha Manvantara. Purport of His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki? Yeah. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Viduh Ratirim yoga sahasrana tam tehoratra vido janah. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also in the duration of his night. Brahma's one day consists one of 1,000 cycles of the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali. In that one day, there are 14 manvantaras, and out of those manvantaras, this Chakshusha manvantara is the sixth. The various manus existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follow: Svayambhuva, Svarochisha, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusha, Vaivasvata, Savarni, Daksha Savarni, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudra Savarni, Deva Savarni, and Indra Savarni. Thus, there are 14 manus in one day of Brahma. In a year, there are 5,040 manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of manus appearing at and disappearing during this the life of Brahma is 504,000. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All those manus come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Yasyeika, how is the Yasyeika naishvashita kalam ata valam vya jivantiloma viloja jadat antanatah vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho govindam adipurshyam tamaham bhajami. The word jagat anda means the Lord Brahma. Those are innumerable many jagat anda nata Brahmans, and those we can calculate the many manus. The present age is under the control of Vaivasvata Manu. Each Manu lives 4,320,000 years multiplied by 71. The present Manu has already lived for 4,320,000 years multiplied by 28. All those living lifespans are unlimitedly ended by the law of material nature. The controversy of the Dakshayagya took place in the Svayambhuva Manvantara period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by virtue of his prayers to Lord Shiva, he became eligible. How to say? Eligible. to regain his former opulences. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent self-penances up to the fifth Manvantara, those and the beginning of the sixth Manvantara, known as the Chakshusha Manvantara. Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessing of Lord Shiva. Chakshushe tvante prapte prak sarge kala vidrute yak sasarja praja ishtah sadaksho deva chotitah. Омагинатимирандасия ганаджана шалакая чакшунитамьянатасмайши гуравинамаха вандехам ши гурокши ютападакамалам ши гурумбачнаван чуча ширупам сагражатам сахагана руганат рагунатам там саджигам садвайтам саватватам паличана сахитам Кришна чайтанья девам срада Кришна падам сахагана лавиташим шакамнамитам шича хе Кришна Каруна Синдо Динабана Джагад Патайга Пакаша Гапика Кантара Даканта Намаста Таптакан Чанья Гварангира Дашим Деванич Варуджасаван Сапта Деви Пунна Мамхи Panchakalpa Tarvishcha Kripa Simbivacha Patitana Pavanebe Vaishnava Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namaste Badai Krishna Okay. Hare Krishna. So I asking for blessing because I feel now like Arjuna on battlefield before fighting. My body is troubling and I thinking like Karna, when I can be like Karna who got punishment from his guru, like you will forget all knowledge when you will need. So please, I asking for blessings from older Vaishnavas, and also I feel not so comfortable because Rasa Mandala Prabhu is other side, so it's like I should be there. Anyway, it's said like we are representing Vyasadeva, so I will try. And I was planning reading a lot, but my reading is not so well, so I will just speaking some, I will try some realizations. Jai Gurudev. So, the point is very interesting. Actually, I like the presentation or lecture of Rasa Mandala Prabhu yesterday, and was also connected with Nimai Prabhu. He had presentation Varnashrama, and actually all these things what is here is really connected with Varnashrama, because it's Manus and all these things. They actually living according Varnashrama, according Vedic system and Vedic culture, what actually we in ISKCON somehow missing, sorry. Because culture we're getting by rising, but by growing, by seeing all these things from others, from the members of family. Of course we can get some culture if somebody have good family, but still Western culture is much different than Eastern culture from India. We are putting was nice when Prabhu was saying about these colors, all these things, when it's like actually aristocracy, and this is like, yeah, you see if some person is from aristocracy family. Yeah, thank you. I need help. Really, my English is really not well. So aristocratic family, and his presentation is much different than somebody is from Shudra family. It's really not so shiny. But anyway, about shyness is quite. I had few stories about because the. Yeah. Actually, this should supposed to be later, but anyway, maybe I will come back. Because actually, the devotee body was shining. So I going further, because behind, above the Varnashrama Dharma, but above the shyness, it's like a few times somebody was asking, hey guys, on festivals, which kind of soap you using? Because your skin is really like shining and so say me, which kind of soap you using? And for example, this was on festival of my Guru Maharaj. One girl was dressing in sari, she had tilak, and I asked, oh, you look like one of us. She said, no, I'm not shining like all of you. So this is really like kind of amazing things. Okay, we're going back to Varnashrama. So this is like, we have different culture, Western and India. So I spent 1 year in India and I saw a lot actually, and I just wanted to close my eyes because this was not so nice experience about Varnashrama Dharma. Again, I'm sorry. But I spend time, most of time in South India, where still culture is nice. It's much more people, much more close to culture and very practicing culture, much more than on our North India, where we have wonderful places like Vrindavan, and then there is just holy place, but people doing worse than worse. Anyway, it's more covered because it's Kali Yuga. And I find out, I was observing, and for example, I was living in Udupi, next to Udupi, Hebri. I never saw any man who was smoking cigarettes there. Any. Udupi, Hebri. And I started going up to Bangalore, and I saw few. And I observed like they was buying cigarettes, and he was one or two. And I was going more up, and one or two packs, please. So I find out how the gradation going up. So this is like that. But all this stuff is all the, even the Varnashrama, all these things is like, we have problems, who we are, what we have to do, but this is temporary. All is temporary, is connected with body. Who we are, what we have to do, and this and that. But when we are, again, devotee, we just don't care. We got the body, we got the karma according to this body, and we just surrender. Okay, Krishna, you have this for me, okay. You have that for me, no problem. Like, few times, like, Nimai Prabhu was saying about Jayananda Prabhu, and yeah, he was completely amazing person. And I heard once, like, Prabhupada knew, and he was calling for a lecture because Jayananda was making some cleaning with rubbish and this and that. Where is Jayananda? He cleaning this. So call him here. So they went for Jayananda, and he came. But he was just, and when he was in place, he was on Bhagavatam, but he knew it's really important cleaning rubbish, because generally nobody is doing this, and generally we have, nobody cleaning rubbish or garbage, only me, or only me washing dishes in this devotee kitchen. So, but when we have different, I can use the word attitude, or anyway, and we're just, it's more mercy for us. So we can do. So Jayananda Prabhu was this kind of person who just was meditating where to do more service and not criticizing what we generally, me, I'm doing. It's like, yeah, I see many things and, okay, I will do, but yeah, I'm better than others. And then I heard like Jayananda Prabhu was chanting, everybody was chanting Gayatri, and he was really fast. And one devotee was observing him, of course, chanting Gayatri, observing what he did. And he asked, Jayananda, what's happened? I forgot. I chant Pranama mantra for Prabhupada. And devotee was quickly running to Prabhupada and say, Prabhupada, Jayananda, don't chant Gayatri. He was chanting your Pranama mantra. Okay, he can, but nobody else. So this is like that. This, in way, if we, on level of really elevated devotee, we can start be, yeah, like this sadhana and another sadhana bhakti and vairagya? No, the raganuga bhakti, yeah. So, anyway, but it's not my topic, anyway. Actually, the point is, I reading now 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is really nice example of amazing person, like Navayogendra's sons of Rishabhadev. And like here we have actually Manu, he got really, really strong position. He was like kind of managing and this and that, but what generally can happen with our mind, not with us, we're getting proud from the position, from more knowledge and this kind of things. So, and Manu got the pride, thank you. And he was really not nice for Shiva. And Shiva just punishing him. So, and but it's also nice, he was like, oh, Shivaji, and he had culture for saying nice prayers to Shiva. He had this in heart, under skin, in mind, because he got this culture from parents and this. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shishi Gaurani tai ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. So he got the culture and he could in proper moment and proper mood say sorry to Shiva. And Shiva said, okay. If like Parikshit Maharaj wanted punish and kill the personal personified Kali. Yeah. So, but Kali was, sorry, I'm your servant and this and that. So, but like all these things is according to gunas. And when we in gun, in ignorance, in tamas, we just don't thinking about this. I had one example, like, is some rickshaw guy going and just bumping somebody. Ignorance guy just will sit and cry. Ah, something happened. And somebody in passion will just start punishing this rickshaw person. Rickshaw well? Yeah. So, but if somebody in goodness will say, okay, just don't react. So this, all these things, the Varnashrama is also according the gunas. So if we can go back to Manu, and he was like, knew what to do. Like, sorry, Shiva, prayers. And so Shiva said, okay, Tatastu, you will get benefit of these prayers. And so he became, even went little bit down with, because before he was Brahmin, and then he next life he became Kshatriya. So this is like that. And this is also offenses. We can maybe later say about this. But our lovely Navayogendras, they have wonderful father, Dishabhadev, who was incarnation of the Lord. Then they got culture from father, and they knew, and this is quite interesting, they was traveling naked, and they was sparing the knowledge about what to do, and Maharaj Nim was, oh, welcome, come. He was invitized them, Swagate, Asanam, and all these things. So, and he was asking him questions. What is the best in life? What this and that? What is duty of living entity? And what happening with person who doesn't is interesting about spiritual life? So, all really important questions. So, our Navayogendras, they had culture and knowledge. So they was spreading, they was saying all these things. And this is like, generally, we actually was some interesting discussion on where was Mataji was giving class from Bhagavad Gita. Prabhu was somewhere. So she just asked question about what with guru. We need guru or not? We need diksha or not? And if somebody even was quoting something from somewhere. We don't need if we're reading only Prabhupada books, this is almost like initiation. Even somebody was using this word. So I don't know, but even like that can be different meaning. But the point is, like, this is also is further in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, like, is we have to take initiation from bona fide spiritual master, we getting benefit, we just joining to the parampara, and then it's further, it's like if we're getting knowledge, but if it's difficult for us, we have to pray vandanam, and we can get the knowledge by praying. And even if we have still difficulty, we can observing environment, this new word what I know and is very really important, environment. And this environment, this all these things what is around, teaching us wonderful by positive example and by negative example. I personally like the pigeons example. it's family of pigeon, and they attach to each other, and then they start have children and family and that, and they went for the food for these children, and some hunter came and just put net of the children. Then next mother came, oh my children, and she was really like not so sober, and the hunter could catch the mother. And then father, oh, I'm just unfortunate person, I don't need, now is nothing for me for continue life. And he was like exhausted, and the hunter also took him. So the point is like we can learn from this. If we have too much attachment to family life, but it's not said we don't need family, we don't need attachment for family. I know something about that because I have two family lives. So anyway, this is like if Krishna is not in center, we cannot mix. It's like Krishna and Maya is like oil and water. It's not possible mixing this. You can do whatever you want, but you cannot mix. So it's like family is like, yeah, actually observing all these things and putting Krishna more in center. Anyway, you know also better from Shastras all these things. Anyway, but the point is like we can learn all this stuff. And Prabhu was saying yesterday, we what with us? We have to be somehow getting perfection in our spiritual life. Rasamandala Prabhu was speaking about Arjuna, how he was actually I know about the lecture a few days when I speaking, and I was planning, yeah, I was speaking about Arjuna, about all these things. So you said yesterday about this he was shooting during night. Yeah, because Bhima was eating, and Bhima was saying, I always know where is my mouth, my hand always. So Arjuna just find out, oh, okay. So if he know, I can do. And Arjuna have really nice name, Savi Sachan, please help me. He's like Savya Sachin. Yeah. So he can drive bow from two hands. Yeah, so this means he giving really nice example how we have to be, and how the point is. I heard from Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj about this is our sweet topic. Everybody want to jump on higher level transcendence, but we little bit forgetting about conscious. First is conscious, and then next Krishna conscious. Like once Prabhupada was walking with devotee around temple, everybody stop now. Somebody see something, everybody looking, want see some amazing things like Krishna somewhere. No, Prabhupada, no. This was three times. And Prabhupada, somebody see this? No. And everybody, I'm not elevated person, I cannot see Krishna or whatever, what Prabhupada want. But Prabhupada, switch off the bulb because we don't need, it's useless when the bulb is now on.
Wow!
This is conscious. And Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was saying, like, in martial arts, they teaching the adepts, like, yeah, they have to walking consciously. And this is like some kind of wood, like they cutting trees, and this is different space, so they have to walk on this. And this is, if you felt it, just go down. It's like 1.5 meter or 2 meter, dependent. So it's like they walking, and this is, you have to be conscious. If you know how you walk, how you know art of walking on this kind of, you can start playing with some weapons. Otherwise, we don't know how to do. So this is really, really good example. Like, again, we can go to Varnashrama. Like, if we are good in our things, what we're doing, we can start be Krishna conscious, servant of our Guru Maharaj, and this is the point. And other point is also like we sometimes, it's difficult in Krishna conscious, like getting relationships, and this we mixing like anything. I've been in Tirupati and I spent there like 4 months, and there is really powerful president Revati Raman Prabhu, is amazing person, and there they established some nice system, like, because it's said, like, you can be more peaceful in Krishna consciousness when you treat different devotee on different way. You paying respect to older devotee, you making friendship with equal devotee, then you compassion or to lower, yeah? Yeah. Not nice word. And so this is the point. And there is really nice. Even they, for example, somebody is not chanting 16 rounds, cannot wearing dhoti. Some work stuff, even maybe sometimes, no, some karmi stuff, like 8 rounds or something. But then if he start chanting like 12 or something, he can wear some white outfit, some clothes. And then if you chanting 16 rounds, you going in white color, then they pushing really for brahmacharya. And when you ready for initiation, you going in yellow dhoti. Nice. And then if you get initiation, you have to be brahmachari, and you wearing saffron. And then you actually know exactly who is who, and then who have to make obeisances for him, with who you can embrace, and it's really, really good, nice system. And they really appreciate the Revati Raman Prabhu. He is disciple of your god brother, Jayapataka Maharaj, and he's really, really nice person. Even they preparing, even he is not there in the temple, he going somewhere, they preparing mat for him, and like he will be there. Because he is really powerful, he taking care of them, and then they know, they treating him like guru. It's really nice. He is not proud, he is really amazing, nice person. And yeah. So this is like we if we want be more happy, we can do like this kind of things, like good relationship with devotee. Actually, I lost myself a little bit what I was saying before this example from Tirupati. Conscious, yeah, thank you. So this is the point. And because we, okay, it's also the system, we can do this and that, but actually, who know who is who? And this is about respect. Like, I know this from Madhavananda Prabhu, from his lectures, and it's amazing stuff. He is quoting like, okay, who really know who, how you know who is who? And he said one story, like, his guru Maharaj was giving Gaur Govinda Maharaj lecture about Brahmaji. And this was like, he was running after his daughter. And then Madhavananda Prabhu was saying, Guru Maharaj, I have questions, doubts. What with this Brahma? He is elevated person. He is actually devotee. Why he was running after daughter? Guns! He got just, how to say, slap. And this was like, why are you looking for faults in devotee? Why are you looking for faults? And he remembered till end of life this. He will remember. And this is, who know who is who? And Madhavananda Prabhu was saying, anyway, he's saying nice, but he was saying, we don't know, like, who was Jai and Vijay? But it was Ravana, Kumbhakarna, yeah? No, yeah. So, and few, and even Jai and Vijay, what they was doing? They was just taking money from treasure of the temple and you know, just drinking and this and that, and they had appetite for wife of others, but which kind of soul they was? They are, actually. And this is little bit, so actually, inside, we have to respectful everybody, but the outside is the like we was saying, how is, so, and this is really, really helpful in our Krishna consciousness. So this, yeah, and actually, again, maybe a little bit too, because I was preparing really some reading, but my reading, English is not so well. And I just reminding the one verse when Lord Shiva was saying to Parvati, no, maybe, but okay, I just won't go back to Varnashram and all this stuff. It's like he's saying, if somebody making, how to say, fulfilling or doing duty, his duty in Varnashrama, during 100 lives, he became Brahma. But if you going further this, he became like me, Lord Shiva. He getting position of Lord Shiva. But then, if he doing more, if he's Vaishnava, he don't need to do all this stuff and this. And then also actually, when he's Daksha, for all these things, for getting new nice body, anyway, he was going lower, he have to do lots of penances, and this was really, really big effort. And this we can say, like Prabhupada is saying, is more easy get like position of enemy, like, yeah, or Krishna, who is also thinking about Krishna, but it's not so nice because you have to make many penances and all this stuff. But if you're getting position of devotee, you just have to love Krishna, follow spiritual master and like that. Or yeah, that, like, yeah, Krishna doesn't, I maybe went little bit too far. I will ask for correction about this demon. But anyway, it's like I looking for some security door. Because, yeah, like all this person who was fighting with Krishna, who Krishna loved fighting with his devotees. But the point is like, was also some, like, Kamsa was son of some demon, because this was not son of who was father of Kamsa, Ugrasen. So when Ugrasen was not in home, not house, some demon just took form of Ugrasen, and he just how to say had intercourse with wife of Ugrasen, and therefore Kamsa came. Because how this came, how this can be, but also he got nice teaching or culture of Varnashrama, and therefore, but he was some kind of evolved person from the Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and all this fellows who wanted fight with Krishna, they was making penances. So I have doubt about these demons. If I now find it's okay what I said, I hope if something I will ask for corrections. And I think it's time for finishing and some comments, corrections, and I don't know about questions, but Hare Krishna. Thanks. Nice question. I will. Who will first? You, Prabhu, or yeah? And I think like it's not think. I just know something like when we're chanting nice, we're developing ourselves, and actually it's maybe quite late for us get this culture, but still we can get. The point is, we have to be Krishna conscious. This is the most important thing. So according chanting, good chanting, working on chanting, we can get this. But again, culture for me is like rising from ignorance to the sattva. This especially for us, because somebody took birth in nice family in India and they just in sattva immediately. But we have some tricks. We have some tricks. Actually, many tricks. Thanks for question. It's really good. And like, for example, I have now my japa back and my japa. We can rise ourselves, we can go more up when every day we're cleaning our japa beads in wet gamsha and changing every day back. We're going up to the sattva more. This is really like sattvic things. I know this from Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj. He was saying like that. And we have tricks about how to make develop. If somebody chanting nice and is nice Vaishnava, he getting all this quality just immediately, like that. But we can help to ourselves, because fellow like me have really heavy karma and have difficulty all the time. So we have few things. Like we can make some good services. And is service for Tulsi and service for cows. Wow, I got cows. I will say about this later. But we have also tricks like really powerful things, because we Vaishnava, we're chanting and we're getting Vaishnava position, so the other things going after us. If we're drinking water from lotus feet of our spiritual master, we have dust from lotus feet of our spiritual master, and we have Mahaprasadam from lotus mouth of our spiritual master. This really, really helping. And then if we're making post during Ekadashi is really powerful, and Janmastami is really powerful, again chanting. But I want to say a little bit more about especially cows. But Tulsi is powerful. Service for Tulsi and cows, they purifying, they reducing sins. When you're taking care of Tulsi, watering is Somebody who have knowledge from Shastra can really know. It's like really powerful, powerful, powerful. It's not good pick up leaves in Dvadashi because it's really bad stuff. Dvadashi. It's not good take pick up leaves from the Tulsi. It's really, really instant going up, we're going down. Dvadashi, yeah. And something about watering, but I don't know. Anyway, but this is not like pick up in leaves. It's really bad for our karma and cows, our lovely cows. So by serving to the cows, we getting good quality. I was saying there in Den Haag. And this is really helpful. And some other things, if we somehow washing ourselves by water, which was washing horns of the cow, mother, lots of sins going out. Lots of sins. And then if we're serving cows, it's many, many things, but it's not like class about cows. But I won't mention this two qualities. It's more, but I searching for the book which can say me more about that. It's two qualities when you're taking care of cows. It's ekatva and anakulya. Ekatva means your heart is more close to others and you more understand others. It's like you just almost you don't need you're thinking and you know what to do. You are more connected with other persons. And anukulya, by your deeds you pleasing others. And this thanks cows. So this is like what we have to do in Varnashram actually is for this. Lifting us and getting conscious. More conscious. Yeah. Tirupati, Tirupati. I think anyway you will feel not so good in Tirupati temple because even Mataji don't chanting verse there. Doesn't repeating verse of the Bhagavatam. It's good. It's kind of stick in the place where it ends, and we can speak about that. I felt good there for me, but I'm not woman. Yeah, but we are not woman. We are not men. So, if actually the point is, if we're thinking is something wrong outside, this means we have to put mirror before us and something what I have to work and about me. And if it's, I saying about myself, and because I have the experiences really like even giving class is just preaching to own self, myself. But the point is when we stop care about all these things, we are ready for start making progress, spiritual progress. Because all these things is Varnashrama. Oh, I'm woman, I'm man, I this, I kshatriya, and this and that. But we are above of this. And we don't care. If we're chanting nice, we're getting pleasure from this. And okay, I have to wear yellow dhoti or I cannot. For me, it's no problem. If somebody is really kind of body conscious, so I cannot do this or that because I'm woman. It's like Mataji's in Tirupati, there is wife of Revati Raman Prabhu. They the brahmacharis really respecting her like anything. She is bossing there. She is really like woman is woman, controlling, like generally, anyway. But she is like really little bit under the husband. I again putting some stick in the place with how is the ants were leaving the place. Brovisko. Anthill. So it's like again. Anthill? Yeah, anthill. Like anyway, whatever. It's like you know some English. Yes. Getting smell. Yeah, so this we have speak about these things and everybody have some point of view of this and but like from my own example is like I see if I more evaluate became more and cows help me, I see completely different. It's really no problem. I just kind of it's some nice prayers in when you're making puja, I am eternal servant of Krishna, but I forgot this, I suffering in three falls of misery, whatever. And then by mercy of Guru, I realize this, I'm not this body, I'm not this elements, and I can make service for his lotus feet, and Gauranitai, and Krishna, and so this is just if somebody is disturbing us, is like that.
There's just lack of respect. I finished. Now you go. No.
Yeah. Actually, who? Gopinath Acharya was speaking some nice stuff about this also. But I don't know, maybe somebody remember. It's like, No, I cannot go in the stopping, it's not for me too high. Okay. Somebody else? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Tego premanande.